And welcome you to the conclusion of this book review. This concluding chapter is titled A New Earth, and we are considering three modalities of awakened dream. There are three things that are very important if we must be conscious in the things that we do. Number one is acceptance. Number two, enjoyment. Number three is enthusiasm. Acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. Let's begin with acceptance. Whatever you cannot enjoy doing, you can at least accept that this is what you have to do. Acceptance means, for now, this is what this situation, this moment, requires me to do. And so I will do it willingly. That is acceptance. There are some things that you just have to do in life which you might not enjoy doing. But then, because that process is important, you need to accept it. You need to just accept that situation. You need to accept that moment and get the full benefit of what it is supposed to achieve. Like some people, they don't like reading. But then, if you realize that it is essential in your personal development, you just have to read it. You just have to accept it. Accept the challenge and read it and build up yourself. There are some negative situations that might come to you, maybe a loss of something or a loved one. You just have to accept it. You cannot reverse it. There's nothing you can do about it. At that point, you just need to accept that situation and move on with your life instead of bemoaning yourself, instead of crying over it and allowing it to overwhelm you. That is simply what acceptance is all about. Performing an action in the state of acceptance means that you are at peace while you do it. That peace is a subtle energy vibration which then flows into what you do. Now, this acceptance is all about you being at peace even in the things that you do. Inasmuch as you cannot change that present situation, it might be unpleasant, but you just have to accept it. That sometimes maybe you need to lower yourself, bring yourself down. Maybe move to a lower accommodation. Accept a seemingly humbling situation. That is what that moment requires. But that does not define your life. That does not define your destiny. That does not define your end. You can still rise from that humble situation, but then you just have to accept it. If you accept it, you'll be at peace, and when you're at peace, you can easily move to the next level, even of your success. Let's move to the next one, enjoyment. The peace that comes with surrendered action turns to a sense of aliveness when you actually enjoy what you are doing. There are some points that you just have to enjoy what you are doing. You might be in a situation, in a job that you do not like, but then if for the moment, that is just what you have to do, first of all, remember you accept it. The second thing you need to do is to enjoy it. Just try to enjoy it for the moment and work out your escape plan and work out your exit plan, even from that job or from that whatsoever it is that you might not find pleasing. That is it. You need to enjoy the moment. Enjoyment is the second modality of awakened dream. On the new earth, enjoyment will replace wanting as a motivating power behind people's action. You need to enjoy what you are doing. Just try to enjoy it in as much as it is important in achieving your goal or achieving your destiny. Expansion and positive change on the outer level are much more likely to come into your life if you can enjoy what you are doing already instead of waiting for some change so that you can start enjoying what you do. You need to enjoy what you do and have a positive mentality even as you do that. You will enjoy any activity in which you are fully present, any activity that is not just a means to an end. It isn't the action you perform that you really enjoy, but the deep sense of aliveness that flows into it. Now, the point we are trying to make in this place, sometimes you might find yourself where you are not supposed to be. But then if you must enjoy it, you must just be there. There is a saying that wherever you are, be there. Some people might be maybe at a meeting or in a particular place, they are there bodily, but their mind is somewhere else. They are thinking of some other things. Their mind begins to wander even to things that are not supposed to be at that moment. Enjoy your life. You need to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life doesn't mean that it's not going about, you know, just boozing, partying, clubbing. No, that is not what I mean. That is not the kind of enjoyment I mean. The enjoyment, I mean, try to enjoy it. Try to be happy with yourself. Try to be happy with your life. Be happy with yourself. Be happy with your life. Be happy with who you are and who you are becoming. Just keep working on yourself. Be happy with your current situation because you know that that is not the end. You must learn to enjoy your life. Enjoy the moment. That is the point I'm making. The third point is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means there is deep enjoyment in what you do, plus the added element of a goal or a vision that you work toward. Now, enthusiasm has to do with a combination of enjoyment and also having a goal to pursue. There is a goal you are pursuing and you are enjoying the pursuit of that goal. That is enthusiasm. Let's say this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Enthusiasm is very important in everything you do. It is that drive, it is that energy that keeps you going. In as much as you have a vision, in as much as you have a goal that you are pursuing, it is that drive, it is what will keep you going. Even when every other thing discourages you, that enthusiasm will keep you going until you hit that mark, until that goal is accomplished. When you add a goal to the enjoyment of what you do, the energy field of vibrational frequency changes. When enthusiasm encounters obstacles in the form of adverse situations or uncooperative people, it never lags but works around them, or by yielding or embracing, turns the opposing energy into a helpful one, the foe into a friend. Enthusiasm will always find a way. That is what I'm talking about. If you are enthusiastic in what you are doing, you will always find a way, irrespective of the oppositions, irrespective of the obstacles, irrespective of the things that are in your way to stop you. You will always find a way around it. You will always take some time to think about the situation. You'll always take some time to find out, oh, what can I do about this thing? And by the time you keep brooding over it, ideas will definitely come. Enthusiasm will always find a way. It will always find a way. Enjoyment of what you are doing combined with a goal or vision that you work toward becomes enthusiasm. So in conclusion, it is all about you enjoying what you are doing and also having a goal that you are pursuing. Now I want to ask you, do you have a goal you are pursuing? Do you have a worthy cause you are pursuing that you are even ready to die for? Do you have something that keeps you going? Do you have something that keeps you awake at night? Do you have something that you can give your all to, that you can give your life to, that you can give everything within you and around you to, just to see that that thing is fulfilled? If that is the case, then keep pursuing it. And I want to tell you that by the time you keep pursuing it, a time will come when you arrive at your destination. And that destination is that new earth. Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful time together. Have a great day. See you in the next book that we are going to review. Thank you.